time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region. Your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I am your host, Ken Hartman. On this week's show, we're going to be talking with Frankfort High School Athletic Director Ed Niehaus about how athletics is being handled due to the coronavirus. Then at 9:15, we'll be talking with Patriot League Commissioner Jennifer Heppel about some protocols that they have established for the upcoming year. Then at 9:30, we're going to be talking with the incoming Indiana High School Athletic Association Commissioner Paul Knighty. That's our schedule for the show today. And speaking of Ed Niehaus, Ed joins us right now. Good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Good morning, Ken. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Good talking to you again. Have you flooded away yet from all the rain we've got so far this morning?
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm happy to see it. Our fields needed it, and I'm not disappointed to see the rain this morning.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't, I always wonder about the thunder and the lightning because it has a tendency to want to knock us off every once in a while, so that's what I'm a little concerned about, but I think it sounds quiet outside now, so that's right. Good with me. So I guess the first question is, where are we currently at with things?
Well, under the IHSA and the DOE Department of Ed, we are pretty much at a standstill right now and until July 6th, next week from Monday, where we will open up with limited service to our athletes for the coming fall season. And a little bit with the winter and spring, whatever they can work out. Right now, with the DOE, we're school corporation facilities are closed till July 1. And I know we've got a lot of interested people who are anxiously awaiting for us to especially open up our tennis courts. And that will be opened up Monday for, I guess it's Wednesday morning, July 1st. And I'll be out there to unlock all the gates and make sure everything's suitable for play at that point in time. But right now, we are just planning for the best. Well, actually, I should say we're planning for the worst and hoping for the best.
Okay, that's good. When you say limited, exactly what do you mean by limited?
Well, the IHSA, along with the, again, the DOE and the Athletic Administrators Association, IIIA, worked up a three-phase process for us to follow for opening up fall sports. We are limited to the first 2 weeks. At no time will we be traveling to camps or to play scrimmages anywhere else at all during the month of July. We at the high school, at the corporation, have decided that we're going to keep our kids in-house. We don't want them traveling. We're not going to bring other schools in to play scrimmages. We've been off since basically March, and we've got a lot of work to do in a slow manner to get our kids ready for competition this fall. So beginning on Monday, the 6th of July, the coaches have been in contact with their kids through various mediums, and we are opening up with workouts and conditioning beginning Monday for the next 2 weeks.
What kind of testing or protocols have you guys got in place to kind of monitor where your kids are at?
All the schools, all the corporations across the state have been in contact with their county health departments, as well as in contact with our Witham for us. There are providers for health providers for our athletics, and Dr. Kraft and I and our trainers sat down, and we've developed, along with the corporation, a series of just basically pre-screening questions that we are sending out probably Monday. We'd like for the kids to do them prior to coming to workouts beginning Monday the 6th, but we will also be doing that Monday the 6th as well. We will screen every young man and every young lady coming in for workouts once a day for the entire month of July. We're going to make sure that we're as safe and as healthy as possible. Anyone that answers yes to any of the pre-screening questions will be automatically sent home, and per our instructions with Witham, they will need to be tested for COVID-19 until they are allowed to come back. We are doing every protocol that we are required and above, I believe. We're going to separate the kids. The coaches are going to separate kids into specific groups, and they're not going to cross mingle. They're not going to, what I like to say, cross section each other. They're going to stay within their groups. We're going to continue to work with social distancing. And we're going to follow every protocol that we can above and beyond.
As we get closer to the start of things, how are we going to take care of the fans and the players and those kind of protocols? What have we got on tap for that as we get closer to start?
Well, those things are still being talked about and worked out.
Okay.
As of right now, and this is very important for fans and parents to understand, until August 15th, no fans, no other outside people will be allowed on campus. And that includes anyone that would like to stop by and park in the gravel parking lot and watch our football team go through their drills. We can't have anybody on campus. We're specified in our protocol, and we're going to follow to the letter, that only essential personnel are allowed on campus during till August 15th. And we realize that school is going to open August 6th.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we're going to stick with our protocol. Now, that's going to make some changes happen, especially with some of our scrimmaging. We've discussed, for example, Lafayette Central Catholic, we were to scrimmage on August 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we were to scrimmage that night, we could not have fans in the stands. We could not allow parents in the stands by the directive from the IHSAA. So, therefore, we've worked LCC and practically every school, I think, in the state has probably already figured this out. We're going to wait and do it on Friday. Excuse me. Let me get my date straight. August 15th is Saturday.
Okay.
And
about 10 a.m. or something like that?
Well, we're going to do it probably. I've got several scrimmages going on that day, unfortunately. I've got a jamboree with soccer. We're going to do something with football that day. So it's a matter of I've got to make sure we're covered health-wise with our trainers, because they have to be able to cover all areas. So I've got to work out a time schedule with them. It may be a 2 o'clock scrimmage.
Okay.
And some people would say, well, that's in the middle of the afternoon. I said, yes, but it is a scrimmage. It's a controlled scrimmage. We can control the pace of the game. We can control the pace of the situation. We can stop the water breaks at any time. We can do all those things to make sure kids are healthy. So it's not like a full game or anything like that.
Right.
We're not going to put anybody in danger with heat or anything else. But at the same time, we're going to try and do our best to keep everything moving as smoothly as possible.
What are you guys going to do? We'll say everybody tests okay coming in to a game. What happens if somebody gets sick during a game, and where are you going to put those kids, and how are you going to handle that?
Again, these are all great questions.
I'm sorry.
these are things that, we're working out with the state. My doctor asked me the same question 2 weeks ago. What's our plan? If we're going to sit down and develop a plan, because I looked at him because he had already met with Lebanon, he'd already met with Western Boone, who was also in the same with him community as well as Clinton Central. And I asked him, I said, what are their school plans? Because we're talking, and he looked at me and said, nobody has one. And it's right. We're trying to work through what we can right now. By the time we get to that point, we'll work with what we have to do then. We will always have EMTs on site to help us with any kind of emergency, whether it's in the fan section or the football section, the players section. But those types of things, hopefully, I would hope to say, we're going to have signs, precautionary signs up. If you feel sick coming in, don't come in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this hits you. Not that I've experienced COVID-19, or unfortunately, I don't know anyone that in my family or anyone who's had that happen. But from my understanding, all my research, you feel this before it happens.
I think
you
do too.
Or you feel this before you really have this, before you really have it. So one thing that we'll tell our fans and anyone coming in, if you feel sick, please stay home. Don't risk your own health, and don't risk others. It's a high school football game. It's not life or death. And we don't want to put anybody in that situation. We are going to emphasize to our fans when they come in to practice social distance, to sit with your families, fine, but don't sit in groups. I'm discussing, I've already started thinking how I'm going to handle the band, because the band wants to be part of the game as well. We may spread the band out more, which means they'll spread into the student section, which means our student section will move over towards the middle of the section, and that's where our fans sit. But we can only limit what we have, and we're going to keep in mind, number one, we're going to keep people safe if possible. We're going to expect masks to be worn in the stands. I know there's the civil liberty issue that's being discussed on that, but at the same time, coming into the facility at Frankfort High School is a privilege, not a right. And so if you want the privilege coming in, then you're going to have to follow by our guidelines. And that may require masks to be worn by everyone in the stands.
Do you anticipate a year where you're going to see a lot of, I would say cancellations, forfeits, reschedules. Do you see kind of a fractured year throughout the entire sports season this year?
It's a possibility. We want to make sure and understand that any team that were to happen where they couldn't play because of something of a COVID-19 issue, it won't be considered a forfeit by any stretch. We're not going to penalize teams. It's just going to be a game that we couldn't play.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a one loss for anybody. You might, at the end of the season, come up with records that are, you know, could be 5-1 instead of being 8-1, or 2-6, 2-4 instead of being 3-6, whatever the case may be. So if that happens, we'll work our way through it, and we'll just keep moving forward on that. Again, the most important thing for everyone is safety and health, and mm-hmm. we're going to put that above any kind of a game.
What kind of financial situations are you guys dealing with this year? I know it's going to be important since you didn't get basketball in last year. You had no spring sports season. And, so what kind of financial things are we looking at for you guys for this year?
It's been a tough one. I'll be honest with you on that. I have yet to get out because of COVID-19, going out to businesses and looking for sponsorship this year. I'm probably going to hit that hard in July now that the governor's five stages will be met in July. And so I'll be hitting the bricks, so to speak, to all my sponsors and trying to keep our sponsors. And I know it's going to be tough on them because some of them were not, having any money. And they were having money issues throughout the year, keeping their businesses open. So I'm sure it's going to be tough on them as well. But I don't want to lose our sponsors, and I'll work with them any way, shape, form I can. But I'm going to have to look for sponsorship from what we get from our program and from other ideas. People don't realize that spring sports do come in. Yes, we lost basketball. But we also lost the softball sectional,
mm-hmm.
softball semi-state.
That's right.
And people don't realize those are money makers for our concessions, which is part of the athletic department. Fortunately, I get that money to help us run the athletic department. So we lost probably close to $8,000 to $10,000 right there in those revenues, just those three items, basketball regional, softball sectional, softball semi-state. And then if you count all the things we do during the summer, and I think some people don't realize, they may not think this, but track is a very profitable sport. I have very little expense most of the time, but I have a great crowd that will come out and watch the track meets. And mm-hmm. that's a very profitable sport, and they spend money at concession stands. So
sure.
We lost our track meets, we lost our baseball games, we lost our softball games. Anything that we would make money in, we basically lost.
Okay.
And some people said, well, you're not spending money. I said, yeah, but if we weren't making more money than spending during the spring, I wouldn't be able to do some of the things that I could do during the summer and getting ready.
So.
Last fall, through no one's fault, we planned on buying certain uniforms for teams, and we did buy them. But then all of a sudden spring hit, and now I'm not making any money. Now I'm going to have, I've got to find ways to pay for those uniforms that are coming in this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And my vendors are working with us. They know what finishes.